You're listening to SBS News.
In an era of electronic espionage, Australia's outgoing spy chief chose ASIO's annual report to send the government a strong message. Duncan Lewis warning the service didn't have sufficient funding to fully meet its performance expectations, saying the higher level of espionage and foreign interference threat has increased demand for our advice and support, which is stretching current resources, and that with the terrorist threat showing no signs of significantly decreasing, ASIO has limited scope to redirect internal resources to address this steadily increasing gap. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says that intelligence services and law enforcement agencies have more demand on them than ever before.
We'll continue to put more money into the agencies each and every year, but we need to remind ourselves that the threat of terrorism hasn't gone away. And I fear sometimes in our country that there's a complacency around the fact that we haven't, thank God, had a major attack the size of something that we've seen in Paris or in Belgium or in the United States, for example.
But Mr. Dutton pushed back on calls to provide more funding to the organisation.
Does it need an unprecedented funding increase?
And it's getting it. ASIO's never had more funding than what we've been able to provide it now. We're not ripping money out of it like Labor did, and we'll continue to put more staff in.
Labor's Tanya Plibersek says the pushback from the government is concerning.
The fact that the intelligence agencies themselves are saying that they're struggling to cope with that is of enormous concern.
In recent years, we have experienced unprecedented threat levels on Australian soil, and we should be supporting our security and intelligence agencies to keep Australians safe.
ASIO revealed it disrupted three terrorist attacks in the last year and investigated close to 12,500 counter-terrorism leads. That included a government employee stripped of their security clearance for ongoing contact with a foreign intelligence service. Duncan Lewis warns the biggest terrorist threat remains Sunni Islamist extremism, saying in his report current extreme right-wing networks are better organised and more sophisticated than those of the past. An increasing issue Labor MP Ed Husic raised in Parliament just this week.
We spend more on government advertising than we do on countering violent extremism. Through the course of this year, we've seen some fairly dramatic examples of Islamophobia and anti-Semitism. And just in the last week, we had a man approach a mosque in Holland Park in Queensland with a machete. This is the same mosque that only in the same month had swastikas graffitied on it and a reference to the Christchurch killer. If that doesn't send a chill through people, I don't know what does.
But the first sitting week in spring ended with question time devoted entirely to the economy and Scott Morrison turning down a challenge from Anthony Albanese.
Mr. Speaker, what we see in this chamber is a government that is arrogant, is a government that's not prepared to debate the economy.
Seats, members on my left.
The Prime Minister shut the request down.
It's all about you, isn't it? So what we will do is we'll talk about it, we'll get on and do it.
Mr. Albanese only grew more frustrated with the response.
Mr. Speaker, what we see in this chamber is a government that is arrogant, is a government that's not prepared to debate the economy.
Seats, members on my left.
A debate that will only grow louder. Nikari Thorpe, SBS News.